gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good, good day. That's a day gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be
7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny all together here for another stimulating deal. Well, the deal, actually, there's more than one deal. There are a couple of deals. Roger Johnson, who's the president of the National Farmers Union, is going to join us in a few minutes to talk about the farm bill, the watering down of the family farm concept, which is a big bugaboo with me. I started a blog, by the way, you guys. We're going to post it. I did the first six installments yesterday. 2-minute daily video blog of me on the farm stressing things that are of importance to the country, what you ought to know about what life on the farm is like. I go through how the cows eat, how they give birth. I even have a cow with an entrail. You'll be excited to see
with
that.
With an entrail? Sure. What does that mean?
Entrail.
Is it like entrails?
Left over after the birthing process before it's completely cleaned up.
Oh, ew. What is your problem?
It's
no one's going to
a part of
this.
Life. Of course they are.
I want to know who gets to clean out the cow.
Cow comes out, but cleans out herself.
She does, because we used to clean them out.
Typical. The woman has to give birth and clean up after herself.
No, we used to clean out the cows ourselves on the farm.
No, well, you know, my cow, once in a blue moon, you have a cow that doesn't clean itself properly. But for the most part, they clean themselves.
Everybody had just tell you, this
draw
cow?
Straws to see who would do it.
This cow not cleaning up after her own self when she gives birth. Sorry.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I'm taking a stand.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to do that blog. But Roger has lots to say. I respect him greatly. And so there are a number of things that we'll all want to talk to him about. So join us in a few moments. Later on in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis and his recipe of the week. Meanwhile, I think it would be nice to say hi to a few people listening around the state of Texas to the Good Day program. How do you do?
Proper room. Hi, Texas.
In Maryland. In, Alabama.
I see Texas.
Iowa.
I see Alabama.
Utah, Georgia.
Utah.
Illinois. Our new friends in Bloomington. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? I have one thing that was on my mind, and it was a research project about Americans and friends. It seems that as we get older, we have fewer friends, and as a country, in comparison to the other so-called, what do we call ourselves, the G20, but there's the third world, and then there's the, what?
Super 8.
We're supposed to be...
Is that movies?
The most productive.
Did you get the reference?
Yeah. There is a story about people who at this stage in their lives have fewer and fewer friends. Now, if you get older, understandably, your friends are dying, right? But if you're in your 60s or 50s or 40s or 30s, Jennifer, I would think you probably have more friends than anybody who's on the program here. But are they close friends? This is a report about close friends. A sociological study that was done at Duke University showing Americans reported a smaller circle of friends this year than 20 years ago. The number decreased in size by 1/3.
Doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, because we're a much more mobile culture nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, in one aspect, I mean, if they're talking about personal friends or close friends or people you correspond with or, you know, you talk to every day, text, but actually talk to, friends have decreased. But on the other hand, with social media, one would think that, you know, Facebook and everything, you have more friends than you used to have.
Well, but are they real friends?
Well, yeah, as opposed to real friends, exactly.
Because I noticed, like, in your 30s, everybody kind of goes in a different direction. You know, some people are getting married, some people are having kids, some people are doing the career thing.
Yep.
So I feel like I do have a lot of acquaintances, but I do keep more track of them on Facebook. And I would say I actually have less close friends than I did in my 20s.
Well, I think that's
but
the
I
point
think you get them back in your 40s and 50s, maybe, when things settle down a little bit.
Well, you know what happens then, though? You move, like, this is what happened to us. You know, when you move to the suburbs, you have your kids, and you have the house and the lawn and the backyard and the schools and everything. everything. And then, you know, a lot of your friends that you make are people that have kids similar to yours, and your social circle revolves around the kids. But then as you get older and the kids go off to school, you say, well, why do we have this big house? You know, and
so that's why you're getting rid of your house.
And your friends diminish. The number of real friends that you find that you have once the kids are out of the picture turn out to be very few. So we're really only leaving behind two close friends by selling the house in Port Washington. Yes, we have tons of acquaintances here.
Yeah, but are they friends?
But are they close friends?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so,
no.
Answer
is no. Yep. Interesting how the world changes. Speaking of that, what we eat, the food that we have available to us, how's that changing? We'll find out. Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, joins us here on Good Day in just a matter of moments.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Sold 50 pterodactyls. Gargantua loved pterodactyls.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running.
Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let's get it started.
Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year.
Let's get it started.
Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, quarter past the hour. Roger Johnson has been the president of the National Farmers Union since 2009. I remember when I first met him, I heard a great deal about his own farm life. He and his brother have a big spread in North Dakota. He was the North Dakota Agricultural Commissioner before he became the president of the National Farmers Union, dealing with a lot of these big issues. Roger, good to talk to you again. How are you doing?
Good to be back with you, Doug. I'm doing well. How about you?
Well, we're working on the farm. You know how that is in the summertime. It's 9. Last night I got finished. I came in the house at 9:45 because I couldn't see anymore. You don't have to do that. You can sit in that office there and pronounce all of the pronouncements that you pronounce.
There's not much to pronounce these days that's positive, that's for sure.
Well, give us a 60-second overview of the Farm Bill and why it's important for people, general consumers, to know what's happening to the family farmer as a result of what isn't happening in the Farm Bill.
Well, what's important about a farm bill is because it provides certainty for the next number of years, usually 5 years, for family farmers, for consumers. There's food safety issues related to the farm bill. There's a lot of marketing issues related to it. I mean, farms are where food comes from, which is so ironic because when you talk about what's going on today in the House, it's like these guys think that there's no connection between farmers and food. We want to just, like, wipe out the nutrition title because what's that got to do with farming?
I mean, it's amazing.
Talk about an irony.
The disconnect in Congress between these people who are so clueless, and it becomes, I don't want to, let's say, throw water on, but the negative downturn here of these people in their reality and the connection to farming and jobs. I was just saying on the air, I don't know if you heard me, I've started doing a blog that I'm going to post on my website here and on the farm website starting next week, a couple of minutes every day of life on the farm, from at least the dairy perspective, because people just don't know, and it goes all the way up to Congress.
You should get every one of the personal email accounts of the members of the Congress, in particular House Republicans would be handy if you could get those lists, because
Jennifer, let's do that. Jennifer Horn, who works with me, is very good with constant contact. It can't be difficult to get the email address of the members of Congress. We'll send them the blog.
Absolutely, we can do it.
We'll use constant contact for that. All right, if I can do a little bit, hopefully it'll go at least to a certain extent to wake these people up. My God. So the family farm concept. And, you know, we seem to be shoveling against the tide here in terms of politics. But don't you think, Roger, that the country has become much more aware, and that's why these people are separated so much from reality? Because the country wants to have good locally produced food.
Yeah. You know, that's a really interesting point you make, Doug, and an interesting dynamic that is at play. For most of my life, farmers around me have complained that consumers just didn't know where their food comes from.
Right.
And I think in a lot of ways that's kind of true, but there is this element that you are a part of and that you just referenced that is becoming very powerful, and it is a lot of consumers are becoming more aware of the stuff that they're eating and the connection to their health and well-being, and demanding to know more and more and more about what they're eating, and they want to get it locally. A lot of them have a preference for organic, but the big preference is they want to know where it's from.
Right.
They want to know more about it.
So you got Monsanto and all of those guys trying to keep that from happening all over the place, and then you get these recalls, like the beef recall this week, and the, was it, lettuce or greens or something, and these never come from family farms. It's always something that's produced in some massive, and I know you got a lot of members of the National Farmers Union who are big corporate farmers, but
well, they're not big corporate farmers, but they are, I mean, farming is so different in the Great Plains than it is out where the population centers are, because there aren't any people, and they produce something very different, and it's very amenable to machinery production and those sorts of things, and so it's
a different,
even there's a growing attention to how they are raising their produce so that it can be marketed to consumers in a fairly transparent way.
All right, can you stay with us for a couple of minutes? There's three or four more things I want to touch base on. Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union, with a focus on your food here on Good Day. Chef Louie later in the hour. It's 21 after on Good Day.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Sereda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Quality introduction of a rock song that exists on the planet, the Rolling Stones. Kind of a fitting thing that the Stones wrapped up their 50th anniversary tour as they got their 50th entry on the Billboard charts. Their iTunes exclusive album of their recent Hyde Park performance is now doing very well on the Billboard charts, so we thought we'd acknowledge that for the tune from the Stones. I'm betting that Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, probably is a Stones fan. I think we decided you're a little younger than I am, but not by much, right? So you're a Stones guy. Come on, you're gonna admit to it, Roger. It's all right.
I'm still trying to figure out if I'm really younger than you. Are you that old?
I don't know.
That's what I say all the time.
Yeah, we'll compare notes the next time we get together. But by the way, do you go to the Farm Aid concerts that Willie Nelson and Mellencamp and John and Neil Young and that bunch put on?
Yeah. In fact, let's see. It's going to be in.
It's in Saratoga Springs this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I knew it was up in the Northeast.
Yeah, I think I will.
I'm planning on going this year, but I know we've got a number of our members that will be up there this year, and some of our state organizations, in fact, will be exhibiting there. So,
yeah. Well, there's some, they've asked me, well, one person asked me, I don't know if the rest of them are going to ask me or not, to go and do the program from there, because I'm the perfect guy to do it, doing the radio program, and that's another thing. The stuff on the radio that people listen to, there's a new farm channel on Sirius XM that has what these people, and I'm now on a horse here a little bit, these people fail to recognize is that, or what they try to do because they're so aw shucks about it, all the things they present sound so sort of farmy rather than combining the farm stuff with the general interest of the population. And that's why, you know, I say this not trying to sound like a jerk, but what happens on my program when I talk about farm stuff is it has a more consumable edge to it.
Sure.
Rather than the farm channels that are just for the farmer. We need to be spreading the word.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I'd like to actually have you here more often to talk about these things, because I think it's important. Let's go back just a second, if we can. I don't mean to interrupt you. You started to say something, so go ahead.
Go ahead.
The House Republicans are taking a hardline approach, basically suggesting that all $40 billion on the nutrition side of the farm bill be dumped.
Yeah.
And that's what you're upset about,
in
part. I mean, there are other things that affect the family farmer. This affects farming, and it doesn't seem, you know, there's plenty of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in this. We all know that. But to just throw it away doesn't seem to fix the problem.
Well, and it is, it is just wrong on so many levels. I mean, these are the poorest of the poor.
Mm.
That don't have enough money to eat.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to pick on them. And at the same time, we're going to do all these other things for different parts of agriculture. And there are a lot of folks who object to some of the things that are in there for other parts of agriculture because they argue that it, you know, they tend to go to the larger farms and the ones that are less needy and
right,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One can make that case. But my point is what the House Republicans are doing here is specifically designed, I think, to kill this legislation. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, everything they're doing, it's like, let's strip out nutrition because there's always been this need for a coalition among farmers and consumers and conservationists. And if you don't have those three legs of the stool in the farm bill, you just aren't likely to get enough political support to pass a bill. So the first thing they do is let's chop out the consumer piece and wipe out all the nutrition piece. And then at the same time, what you do is you expose the other elements to all this criticism, while at the same time you leave the consumers behind and you sort of pretend that there's no connection between farmers and food. I mean, it's just like
foolish.
It's crazy. I've never been so frustrated.
I can tell in your voice.
To watch what's going on down here.
We got about 60 seconds. The Food Safety Modernization Act.
Yeah.
And the Federal Food Safety Law, which doesn't have any funding.
Yeah.
It was passed because things are so horrible.
Yeah.
The only people that are affected are the family farmers, and they're not the problem.
Yeah.
So how do people think this is going to affect what we eat?
Well, actually, we're working real closely. There's a long comment period that was offered on some of the rules that were published here a couple months ago that we're working on. There were just two other big chunks of this that were just proposed, one in particular dealing with imported food that is really important in order to, I mean, our argument all along has been government ought to focus their inspection problems on places where the problems are the largest.
Exist.
Or they're
Hello.
Likely to have the biggest impact.
Right.
That's what they got to be doing. So go where the places are big, go where the imported food that is causing a lot of the recalls that you talked about earlier in the show,
yep,
that's where we ought to be focusing our efforts.
Instead of going after, they don't even go after the big guys here because they push back, whereas the family farm, we all know the stories of the raw
yeah.
milk guys who,
yeah.
They come in with their guns blazing. I mean, it's just craziness. So hopefully we can put a little sauce on that and move it around. I always like talking to you. You have such a great perspective on things. We have to make this more regular.
Yeah,
here.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's do
all
that.
Right.
Yep.
Roger, thank you. Roger Johnson, President of the National Farmers Union, on the focus. The Farm Bill has been a complete disaster and keeps getting footballed around, and that's part of his point. And then look out for this, the bill that required food safety.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
After the hour now, second half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny, he's working on a project. If he is available, we'll talk with Chef Louie about nutrition. There is an interesting philosophy about making better use of the food you're putting into your body, and we'll go over that in a few minutes. Also, the ground beef recall, which is important. Video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Richie found this video. It's a silent reminder about what you miss when you spend all of your time on your smartphone. It's very
telling. Oh, is that
telling.
What it was about? I never got it.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure it out. Okay.
You really did? You didn't get?
Well, I kind of watched it and fast forward. I didn't have a lot of time, so I kind of just spun through it.
It's a sort of romantic thing. I mean, what are you missing by spending so much time on your smartphone? You're missing love and connection and tactile and all the things that are necessary for us to be loved. We need to be loved. How safe are you, your credit cards, your debit cards? Roberta, you have how many credit cards?
Probably 30 or 40.
My God. Jennifer, how many credit cards do you have?
About 60 or 70.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I have probably about just my own or for my business.
No, you're sure.
Well, yeah, I'm counting business as well. Okay. Yeah.
My own, I probably have 10. And reason for that is that I have two that I use like as my main credit cards, but then I have some store cards like Macy's and a gas card.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Because if you check out the story at DougSteffen.com, from today's show about the identity theft and fraud problem affecting millions of Americans, depending on how much you thought that your own PIN number put you at risk, there is a study that suggests you probably, although this is the business, the same old business of scare, 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 fear, 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 but maybe you ought to give this some thought. Have you, when you got your PIN number, did you use something that was connected to your birthday, something connected to your children? This study of PIN numbers from Data Genetics lists the top 10 most used PINs. And because they're the most commonly used PINs, they are the ones that are the least safe. Duh.
I love people who use like 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, really?
Right. Yep.
I mean, honestly?
Yeah. Or anything that's close to that. What is this?
I can talk about it now because we've changed everything, but we have a email that people can send stuff to Robert Conrad at my day job because he does a radio show with us.
It's CRN.
And it was rconrad at crni.net, which doesn't work anymore. But we had coded it passwords so that any employee could pull the emails off so that Bob could read them.
Mm-hmm.
We totally got hacked yesterday.
Really?
We had to actually eliminate the entire email address. So now
really?
It's a whole different thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, bad.
Here are the numbers, not letters, but numbers. Like you have PIN for your debit cards or some card. You know, we all have numbers that we use. The 10 most used PINs. Do you want to go from 10 to number 1? Who wants to be the big voice announcer here?
I'm pretty good
Jennifer
at it.
Jennifer should do that.
All right, Jennifer, big voice announcer. Starting at number 10.
Number 10.
The 10th most used PIN in the country is 6969.
Oh, you perverts. Number 9.
2222.
Why?
Because there are four letters, four numbers.
22, 22.
Oh. I thought it was 25, 25.
It is. Number 8.
44, 44.
Okay. Creative here. Number 7.
2000.
Number 6.
1004.
What? That's interesting. Number 5.
7777.
Good luck.
Okay.
Number 4.
1212.
Number 3.
0000.
Number 2.
1111.
Oh my goodness.
And number 1.
The most used PIN is
1, 2, 3, 4. Get your woman on the floor. Gonna get up, get down.
And people wonder why they're
hacked.
Oh
my God, what is the matter with people? All right, so anyway, 25% of the stolen cards, within 20 attempts, the people who steal them figure out what the PIN number is. That's how easy it is. They just go through it. 20 attempts, you're there. So perhaps you might want to check that out, boys
now,
and girls.
Is that with having information about the person they
none.
Stole it from?
No, nope,
just
not
just guessing it. Oh, they never guess my PIN numbers, then forget it.
No, mine either.
Happened in a million years.
Yeah.
Right. There, I bet you I could guess, Doug.
You think? No, I don't think
no.
you can.
No. Because mine are addresses of dead relatives, of houses that don't exist anymore, and my childhood addresses. So, no, they're not even documented anywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, literally, we'll be thinking about food. Chef Louie here in a moment. We'll be talking about the beef.
Give us his password.
Yeah, right. We'll arm wrestle him to the floor for that. Let's see. We have the beef recall. We have some food news. And we have his recipe of the week. So stand by for that right here on Good Day.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitled The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure White microphones, $39. BC Rich Mockingbird Electric, 63% off list, $399. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wheels. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wheels.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Hey, 18 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Happy to have Chef Louis DeAngelis on the program as usual. Every week at this time, he's around with his recipe of the week and other things that connect food, family, fun, the farm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The details on the 50,000 pounds of ground beef that have been recalled, appearing at DougSteffen.com, a Kansas packing company recalling this meat because of a threat of E. coli. The limited number of recalls in the beef market lately have been an acknowledgement that people actually know if you cook the beef. You see, the problem with this problem, Louis, is that people don't cook the meat enough. You could take this E. coli infested beef and cook it well, and the E. coli would be no problem. You would be able to use this stuff, and there would be nobody getting sick. But for whatever the reason, I don't understand why people like it raw. It's just gross. Raw.
Well, you know, and the producers know they can't control how you're going to cook it, so rather than to, you know, be sorry, right, you're safe and then recalling. But you got to understand one thing that's going to happen. You know, we have a real, you know, beef prices are spiking right now.
Yeah, very high.
It takes two years for a cycle of beef to enter the market. A lot of farmers have thinned their herds because of the high cost of feed.
Yep.
That's going to take two more years. I mean, beef production is down by almost 5% this year.
Well, but
so the
what's happening?
They're not going to come back.
No. What happens to a point, but it doesn't affect general beef in the store, because there have been movements to cull older cows, and because in the there's a lot of dairy cattle that are on the market now because the price is up and down as far as milk is concerned. So they affect the impact not of quality beef, but of McDonald's, Burger King. That's where this stuff all goes. These old cows that unfortunately get slaughtered, their meat gets ground up. Everything in they just grind up everything and becomes the hamburger that you eat at McDonald's. But that doesn't affect the higher quality stuff, supposedly, like what we're talking about here.
I always question when you buy ground beef and it's in those plastic tubes in the grocery store.
Right. Yeah. What are you getting?
You can't see it. It's not. You don't know what's in that. It's skin and everything else extruded into a pile.
Grind everything up. Let's talk.
Okay. Enough of that, kids.
Well, how's that any worse than what you were talking about earlier today?
Believe me, what I was talking about was funny.
Oh yeah. All right. So better nutrition, the fresh insight into the nutritional equation that's coming from a lot of people who are studying the story of good nutrition. It isn't so much what you eat, according to the new studies, as to whether or not you're under stress or relaxed when you have a meal. The stress level or relaxation level at any meal has a profound impact on the metabolism of the food that you eat. That is, whether it does your body any good or not. If you're under stress and you're eating, the digestive activity will cause you to take whatever nutrient value there is to the food and right out of your body. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And actually, it'll create more fat. It will hang on to the fat longer when that happens. And I don't know what it is. I think it's the cortisol. And there was a study a while back, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And what they checked was how long it took people to eat a meal at McDonald's in America compared to France. Mm-hmm. I always go back to this because it's amazing. People in France will get the same meal that we get here and take them 50 minutes. They'll spend at the table, relaxed.
50 minutes to eat a hamburger or a McDonald's?
Yeah. But
you're kidding.
The average length of time at a McDonald's for a person is 11 minutes.
Yeah.
and half of them are standing up. If that's not stress, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Well, it is pretty amazing what we do to our bodies in the name. I would admit to it partially myself. When I'm on the radio, I'm in and out of my kitchen having fruit and cereal and yogurt and that kind of stuff. And then if I have a minute before I usually spend 3 or 4 hours working on the radio stuff, then go into the farm stuff. And I might stand at the counter while I'm on the phone having some cereal or something. And there's nothing about that that's good for you. All right, let's talk about something that is good. Louie's recipe today, a marvelous dish named Sicilian tamale.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right, what's that about? But give us that.
Well, you know, in this country, we call it a rice bomb. And normally, this dish was originally for Christmas, but now it's become such a gourmet dish, and it's so easy to make, that it's made all throughout the year. And what it is, you take your pan or a timbale, which is a large roasting pan, and you line it with breadcrumbs, then with the rice, arborio rice, and then you fill it. Layers of chicken, sausage, cheeses, anything you'd like, and you put a top on it of the rice again, more breadcrumbs, and it's all held together with three to six eggs beaten.
Wow.
And you bake it, and it comes out like almost like a loaf, and you can slice it and cover it with a little, you know, and serve it with a little bit of tomato sauce.
Yeah.
It's so elegant. It's easy. It's got an exhaustive list of ingredients, but it's easy to make. But the funny thing about this, when I look at this dish, is, you know, in Italy, rice dishes traditionally are from Northern Italian.
Right.
Sicily is not known for its rice dishes. Now, where did this come from? Well, in the 11th century, you know, Sicily was under the control of the Arabs. Mm-hmm. You know, and after that was Ethiopia and then Morocco. So they brought dishes over to them with this. And that's where this one happened to have stuck.
All
and
right.
It's no different than in this country.
Yep.
You know, you think of fried chicken, you automatically think of the South.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time, you know, up to 15 years ago, if it was made very special, like deep fried in peanut oil, you know, it was a North Florida, Georgia, or Alabama dish.
Yeah.
It has a distinct flavor.
Yep.
So food is regionalized.
Yep. Sicilian tamale. The week is strong with that recipe from Chef Louis DeAngelis. Check it out. The Good Day website, DougStefan.com. Louis, always a pleasure to have you here. You make our mouths water and our minds work on what we're going to eat next. It's 11 before the hour here on Good Day.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $1.69 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Hurry, our hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
So, what's ahead for today and for the weekend? Plenty, stretching from the Middle East to bankruptcy court. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's look at some of what is ahead. First, the U.S. is closing its embassies on Sunday in the Middle East and parts of Asia. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf explains why this move is being made.
The department has been apprised of information that, out of an abundance of caution and care for our employees and others who may be visiting our installations, that indicates we should institute these precautionary steps. The department, when conditions warrant, takes steps like this to balance our continued operations with security and safety.
The closings are reportedly a result of a possible threat from Al-Qaeda. Elsewhere, ahead today, another court hearing in Detroit's bankruptcy case. The judge expected to set deadlines as the court works to determine if the city is eligible to file for Chapter 9 protection. The city would have to prove it is insolvent and that it has negotiated with its creditors in good faith. And in what could very well be the biggest story of the day, today could be the day that Major League Baseball finally announces its expected suspensions of several players in connection with the Biogenesis Clinic and performance-enhancing drugs. Most of the focus is on Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees, A-Rod, who could very well be hit with a harsher penalty than other players after he allegedly lied to baseball officials and interfered with baseball's investigation. A-Rod released a statement earlier this week indicating he would fight any suspension because, in his words, he wants to be a role model for his children. Little late for that, Alex, but with a statement like that, you might want to try stand-up comedy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Running. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school. Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year. Let's get it started. Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Hurry! Our hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
It was another banner day on Wall Street. Two of the three major indexes closing at record highs. The Dow up 128 points yesterday to 15,628. S&P crossed the 1,700 milestone for the first time ever, up 21 to 1,707. NASDAQ with a 49-point gain of its own. Members of Congress are heading home for their annual August recess. Here now is an audio representation of their accomplishments for this session so far. That's right, crickets. Congress will return to work in September for 9 days before taking another break. Heading into another weekend, a Powerball reminder for you. The Powerball jackpot at $290 million for tomorrow night's drawing. No one matched all the numbers this past Wednesday night. Powerball played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Chances of matching all the numbers, 1 in 175 million. Couple of closing notes about something on the big screen and something else on the small screen. Guess which movie is all set to take a big bite out of the big screen at select theaters at midnight tonight?
Sharks. Tornado.
Put them together.
Sharknado.
That's right, Sharknado in theaters. And this is what it sounds like inside a Sharknado. The new sci-fi TV classic Sharknado will be shown at midnight tonight in about 200 Regal theaters around the country. It's a one-night-only deal, but don't get your shark tail in a knot. Sci-fi has announced it will show Sharknado again on August 22nd and has plans for a sequel, Sharknado 2. Come on, one more time for Daddy.
Sharknado.
That's a boy. And finally, to the small screen we go with a new channel aimed squarely at the snouts of our doggies. It's Dog TV, which debuted on DirecTV yesterday. It's billed as the perfect babysitter for dogs who have to stay home alone. The channel shows short clips of dogs in various situations, riding in cars with their owners, playing in the park, even napping. Dog TV costs $4.99 a month, but if it keeps our pooches occupied, it's well worth it. I just hope this doesn't lead to a living room squabble with my Bichon Shih Tzu mix named Barkley. Hey, keep your paws off that remote. All right, you can have it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool?
No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.